Good morning, everybody. And today I will talking about the animal behavior used the permutation entropy. Firstly, the behavior measurement useful for monitoring toxic effects, which is useful online measurement and filling the gaps between micro and macro scale analysis. And behavior data is very complex. It's difficult to analyze. Also, here I use the permutation entropy, which is can directly presenting the special information, which is very helpful to research the behavior data. In my experiment, I use two test organisms. One is Medaka fish, another is Delphinia. Both two test species I observed for 4 days and 2 days. For two specimens, the test dose is 0.01 ppb, and the three dose from 0.05 to 0.2 ppm for Medaka fish. We use CCD camera to observe the test organisms, and the data was transferred to computer, which could be recorded by the software for per 0.25 second, and the light time for 10 hours, dark time for 40 hours. During the experiment, no water or food provided. Here, I will show you what is permutation entropy. We can consider a time series of movement data xt. Permutation pi of order n presents possible order types of n different numbers. The frequency of each pi could be defined as the equation below. When n bigger than 2, the hn equal to minus the sum of p pi and multiply log p pi, which means the permutation value. Because usually the permutation value will increase when n increased. So we want to say, except the n increased, how the permutation value changed, we divided by n minus 1. I will show you a simple example here. Right here is the movement patterns. We consider as area of x. You can image it as the movement data for one dimension. When n equal to 3, all the permutation of 3 include the 6 probability, and all 3 consecutive values from x, there are 5 different. Type 1, the probability of type 1 is 0.2, the probability of type 3 is 0.2, the probability of type 4 is 0.4. So the permutation entropy for all n equal to 3 is 1.522. But actually, in the movement data, there is not one dimensional. There is a two dimensional movement data, as I show the tracks here. So when we consider the relay movement patterns, we have to consider the two conditions. One is the state, it is stop or it is move. Another one is when it continues movement, how about the directions? Here I list some example for movement patterns and the direction different. Now let's see the result for the Delphinia and Medaka. For Delphinia 0.01 ppb and Medaka 0.1 ppm, which is the same levels of the 1% of LC50. From this figure, we can see after the treatment, the permutation entropy decreased clearly, which means the diversity of movement pattern decreased. Both before and after treatment, the Delphinia diversity is more higher than Medaka fish, and Medaka fish is more affected by the diazinal at this level. Then I calculate the frequency of behavior patterns when n equal to 3 for these two organisms. We can see the most dominant movement pattern is pattern 1. It means stop. Especially for Medaka, it stops for very long. The frequency of pattern 1 is very high. And the secondary dominant movement is pattern 5 and pattern 11, which I give the sample here. It means continuous movement and turn left or turn right. The angle change is smaller than 90 degrees. The secondary is thirdly is the pattern 2, 3, 4, which is simple movement, stop move or from move to stop, and the pattern 4 is continuous movement straight. Here, when we increase n equal to 4, the movement pattern becomes very complex, and the totally movement pattern is 92, and here I only pick up the most dominant one. The similar result as n equal to 3, the most dominant is still stop, but also as the 2, 3, 4, and the 29. The different one is 37, 85, which means continuous movement and the turn left, go straight, or continuous turn lefting, turn righting, or turn left and turn right. This is the difference in parameters with the treatment of diazinon. After the treatment, we can see the speed decreased significantly, and for the angular speed, there is much difference between the diazinon, but for the Medaka fish, the angular speed is very significantly. Then we already see the result for different species, and I would like to say whether they have the difference between the different levels when we treat Daphnia. So I use the Medaka to treat by different level of diazinon. This is the difference between before treatment and after treatment. For 0.1 ppm, this is the most significantly result affected by the diazinon. We expecting we have the higher difference about for 0.2 ppm, but we say the 0.2 ppm is not as as significantly as 0.1 ppm. We consider maybe this is the individual difference for the fish. We can say after the treat, when we increase the n, the difference increased a little, but not significant. Then we tested the behavior patterns for different three levels. It is a similar result as the before. Stop pattern still is the most dominant, and for 0.1 ppm is very high among three levels. And when n equal to 4, we have the similar result as before. We treat diazinon to Medaka and Daphnia. Then this is the parameters difference for different levels. We can see for 0.1 is still very significantly, and 0.2 ppm is not much different between and after treatment. I want to know whether is the individual difference. So I take the turkey test in the parameters, and I found before treatment for the speed parameters, there is much difference from 0.1 ppm and 0.2 ppm, but for the angular speed, it is rejected. So I think for this result, the more possibility is the 0.1 ppm, the individuals is not very active. because its stop pattern is very high. And for 0.2 and the 0.05, the activity is similar. So after treatment, when treatment increased, the permutation entropy decreased. So the permutation entropy of test organisms accordingly decreased after treatment of diazinol, which is very useful for indicator. And the permutation entropy characteristically presented special information of movements, as I showed as the movement pattern sample, which we can see clearly the dominant movements and accordingly change to the treatment. Also, the frequency of movement pattern changed responding to different concentrations. As I researched before, we can see the clearly difference between before treatment and after treatment, the parameter changes, or even the location changes. Sometimes the organisms stay in different location before and after treatment, but to use permutation entropy, we can see most basic movement didn't change their dominance for the totally. So I think maybe the permutation entropy relays some natural characteristic of the organisms. So that's all my presentation.